"One horse," interjected Holmes.
"Yes, only one."
"Did you observe the colour?"
Yes, I saw it by the side lights when I was stepping into the carriage. It was a chestnut."
"Tired-looking or fresh?"
Fresh and glossy."
"Thank you. I am sorry to have interrupted you. Pray continue your most interesting statement."
"Away we went, then, and we drove for at least an hour. Colonel Lysander Stark had said that it was only 7 miles, but I should think from the rate that we seemed to go and from the time that we took that it must have been nearer 12. He sat at my side in silence all the time, and I was aware more than once when I glanced in his direction that he was looking at me with great intensity. The country road seemed to be not very good in that part of the world, for we lurched and jolted terribly. I tried to look out of the windows to see something of where we were, but they were made of frosted glass, and I could make out nothing save the occasional bright blur of a passing light. Now and then I hazarded some remark to break the monotony of the journey, but the colonel answered only in monosyllables, and the conversation soon flagged. At last, however, the bumping of the road was exchanged for the crisp smoothness of a gravel drive, and the carriage came to a stand. Colonel Lysander Stark sprang out, and, as I followed after him, pulled me swiftly into a porch which gaped in front of us. We stepped, as it were, right out of the carriage and into the hall, so that I failed to catch the most fleeting glance of the front of the house. The instant that I had crossed the threshold, the door slammed heavily behind us, and I heard faintly the rattle of the wheels as the carriage drove away.